Oh, do you know what they call me?
Oh, what do they call you?
Jerry Hattrick.
Oh,
I'm Jerry Hattrick.
Oh.
Because I used to score. My name's actually Jerry Smith, but I used to score 3 goals per game.
Oh, back in day. Back in day when...
They call me Jerry Hattrick, but now...
Jerry Hattrick.
I'm a Jerry Hattrick.
Oh, you've changed.
No, I'm Jerry... I mean, I'm old.
Yeah, but you used to be good for football.
I'm still good for football.
But you're now good for nothing now.
No, I'm still good for football. I'm just not good for not weeing myself a bit.
Well, you know, my name...
Have you got any turning men? What's your name?
My name is Ozzy Oporosis.
Oh, Ozzy, yeah, I've
Ozzy
heard of
Oporosis.
You. Why did they... Is that a nickname or your
no,
real name?
No, it's my birth name, that is.
Oporosis, you come from a long line of Oporosises.
Yeah, German.
Oh.
Yeah, German family. Anyway,
I've got to go, Ozzy.
My nurse is coming by.
No, I've got to go, because I've got to meet my mate.
You, no.
Who? D. My mate, it's a lady, Dementia, they call her.
Oh, yeah, no, well, I can't hang around too much.
Miss Dementia.
Because I've got my friend coming up around in a minute to check on me.
Johnny Bathwash.
Arthritis. Arthritis is coming
over.
Stop
this.
No, I'm enjoying this. This is the best thing we've ever done. Hello, I'm the Cheap Show. Let's just start the credits.
All right, go on.
Cheap Show time.
Cheap Show's back. Tell a friend. I don't know how the rest of it goes.
Do you know where you're entering, Paul?
Where am I entering?
Danger zone. Oh, he's doing it. He has to do his little tropes.
I have to a little bit.
He always has to adjust my mic at the start of a recording session.
I do.
Like a familiar little tick.
Like mummy wiping goo-goo from baby mouth.
Oh, mouth.
Because he spat up his dinner.
Have you ever seen like a parent suck the snot out of their child's nose?
Oh, fucking hell. Did you have to say that as I'm having a gulp of me coffee?
It happens. I've seen it. Just because they haven't got a cloth.
Yeah, well, do you know what?
God,
you know
it's
what?
Making me... Oh.
Do you know what Lee Harvey Oswald did to his wife? She produced too much breast milk, and so he would suck it off her titties and drink it.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing he ever did, that man. Welcome to Cheap Show, the economy comedy podcast, where my good self, Paul Gannon, and my esteemed colleague...
Eli Silverman, hello, everybody.
We go through the charity shops, bargain bins, pound lands, oh, everywhere, cheap and cheerful, to bring you the treasure we find amongst the trash. And this week, it's just more shit, innit?
Well, I mean, I think
just
you're...
Just more boring, repetitive shit from the two hacks who... just press record and then go jizzles.
Now, you
or
know...
Or they go quaffle.
Quaffle.
Or they go chod.
You haven't said
you
quaffle
know,
ever.
I'm going to say it more often
I
from
think
now
that's
on.
An excellent one.
I've just See? Been quaffled off.
Oh, I've spilt quaffle all
oh,
over the...
I am drenched in quaffle. You're right.
That's
You're
good
right.
One.
That's a good one, quaffle.
Yeah.
Oh, put that in the pantheon. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
How are you? You all right, mate?
I'm really grimmed out.
Yeah,
it's
weather's
It's grim
shit.
Time of year. But what I don't understand is, why is it the most depressing day of the year is next year? Is in the January?
Yeah.
I always find this part time of year, when the weather changes,
true.
End of autumn, beginning of winter,
but
that's grimmer.
Some people find it romantic in that, you know, the leaves fall off the trees and, you know, it's chillier and there's a kind of frost that unites us all in agreement.
A frost that unites us all.
You know, because we all walk down the street and we go, ooh, like that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's cold, isn't it? And then, you know, there's Christmas to look forward to, so it's kind of a romanticised period.
I guess there's that as
Whereas
well.
January is... Oh, well, that's all over now. Here's more fucking shit and the weather's awful.
Yes, I see. I take your point.
Christmas would be better if we actually had it in the alleged time Jesus was born in June. Because then at least you get Christmas, hooray, New Year's, hooray. Or no, you could just save New Year's, sorry, for December 31st and have something to do then. And then at least you get Christmas out the way. Oh, at least it's still nice weather.
Yeah.
I don't think Jesus gives a shit if it snows or not for his birthday.
Well, it didn't snow where he was.
Exactly. So what does he give a fuck about Christmas being snowy?
I couldn't speak for the mind of God, Paul.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
I was going to sing that. I thought when I was on the train today, I
hate that song.
It sucks ass.
What's better, that song or Feed the World?
No.
That is Feed the World.
Well,
the other one is, no, it's
you
not.
You mean the American one?
Yeah, because it's called Feed the World, make it a better place for you
Mom
and for
your
me
dad and the entire human race. Is that how that
there
went?
There are joy, laughter, and the sun is going to give it. Was it Michael Jackson or Quincy Jones wrote it or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, they knocked it off. But what was the name of that song?
In this segment of the podcast, Paul is about to confuse We Are the World by USA for Africa for Heal the World by Michael Jackson. As Paul is often quick to correct Eli for his incorrect information, it's only fair Paul is corrected also in this moment of confusion. Thank you kindly.
Feed the World. I'm sure it's called
Feed the World.
Because Band-Aid is Do They Know It's Christmas.
But then in the background they go,
Feed the World. Let them know it's Christmas time. And also,
if
you're playing Whamageddon.
Ah, did they all just lose?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
I told you when I was in the West End.
Shut up, I'm spoiling their Christmas. The very next day, you gave it away.
You've done it.
You've done it all wrong for Christmas. A flippity bob. I'll give it to someone quaffle.
Someone thistle.
Last quaffle.
I gave
you
off
my
on your tits. And then I licked it off and I've had a good spoff.
Well,
next
as you can imagine,
when
dear
I
listener,
boff you off, I'll scoff on your quaffle knob.
Well, dear listener. As you are probably aware by now, we have no content for this week's episode.
Wow.
So
we really don't.
No, we do. We have
some
sauce.
I think that's an insult.
No,
yes.
We have sauce.
That's an insult to sauce.
Yeah.
Sauce is always content.
Yes.
Sauce is literal content.
Of course.
And you know what else it is?
What?
Condiment.
Do you know what salt is? A fucking condiment.
Did I say it wasn't?
Yeah, and you were really fucking adamant. This wasn't in the episode. This was, I think, was in night busing or something we did.
That was the latest night busing, everyone. It was quite contentious.
Yeah, we're about to put that out.
Did we have a seasoning versus condiment argument on night busing as well?
I can't remember, because we also did the crap book episode for our $10 or more supporters. And that one's just you and me in the kitchen doing bad Frenchman impressions. And it might have been that one as well. But either way, there was this whole, how dare you, Paul, you fucking idiot. How dare you suggest salt isn't a condiment.
You?
And you were really quite mean to me.
Oh, sorry.
And then I looked it up, and of course it is a condiment.
Toe rag.
And toe rag is wrong. I had to put a correction in the episode itself. I actually dropped in a correction from the Oxford English Dictionary's definition of the term toe rag and its origins therein. So at least we do our best to make sure you're informed on this fucking podcast,
even if
what we do say is largely dog shit.
Well, nonsense.
Nonsense seems to have a kind of wisdom behind it, a kind of perceived nonsense, a kind of, you know, an understanding of the loose and abstract. We're just dog shit saying quaffle.
Quaffle's got a whimsical
We're
poetry to it.
We're just amusing ourselves to
quaffle
death.
Has a whimsical poetry
it
to
does,
it.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so don't. Yeah. It's not dog shit. Dog shit's like if I said,
I mean, yeah, that.
Oh, fuck you.
No.
My knob's got cheese on.
Well, no, that's just what you would say to your doctor when you eventually go.
My knob's got 2 inches of cheese on.
Oh, well.
Oh, why didn't you come sooner? I would have, but we need the cheese. That's a variation on that joke.
Is it?
We need the Philadelphia.
I don't even know what the original joke was.
Doctor, I think I'm a chicken. My wife thinks she's a chicken.
Right.
Why didn't you tell me sooner? I would have, but we need the eggs or something like that. It's like that. Along those lines. So
Right. Here's
my version, final version. Doctor.
Yes?
I've got cheese on my knob. It's 2 inches thick and it smells of egg and fish and cheese.
Well, you should have come sooner.
Oh, but I would have, but we need to spread it on toast and eat it.
Yeah, great. That's the best version of that joke. That's the best one.
Knob cheese on my knob.
Hey, come on.
I'm warming up to this now. Yeah. Knob cheese. Knob cheese on my knob. Cheese. Knob cheese. We got sauces. Can we do the sauces, please?
Waiter, can I have some cheese on this pasta?
Zip.
Oh, sir. Sir. Oh, it's a blue vein. It's a very soft blue vein cheese.
Oh, very good. You found it.
Your mind found the link between penises and cheese there.
I did, I found it.
Have we ever done that before?
Probably. Numerously.
It feels classic. You've come up with two classic things.
I know, I'm on fire today.
Blue vein knob cheese.
Yeah.
All right, shall we just call it a day then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to, wouldn't you?
How have we done? In about 10 minutes, we could call it if you wanted.
Some people do that.
Some people do daily podcasts and they're 10 minutes or so each.
Yeah, but they do them daily, don't they?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Talk about edging.
Yeah.
Talk about edging.
Well, you want to talk about your knob cheese then?
No.
Right. Right, that's the energy gone from that bit. We're doing so well. Right, listen, look, we have got a little package of goodies to go through and Eli has got sources. So let's stop mucking about and talking shit and offering no real content to our listener and get into it, because I know you like your sources.
I do love my sources, Paul. And if you just... excuse me a second, I need to get into character for the serious segment that's
about to
unfold.
All right, in that case, I'm just going
to
put a little sound effect in here to break up the segment.
Could it be
source? Eli...
Could it be source-based?
You know what? I don't know if I've got a source
like
sound
a squirty
effect.
Bottle,
you
something
know what?
Like that.
For you, I'm going to look for that for this week's episode, because I just realised we have, like, shaky money pot and crisp bags and dice rolling for certain segments, but we don't have a kind of sound effect for
like a squeezy bottle.
Yeah. That kind of sound. We need that.
It's that kind
we?
Of sound, but you could put, I bet there's a... You could read it. Did you know some Foley artists?
Yeah.
They use their mouth a lot to actually make noises.
Yeah.
David did when
I saw him the other way.
You saw him the other way. David did when you saw him the other way.
Other day.
You're going to
need
other day.
Other day. When I saw David the other day. He did the other way.
Did you see him in another way?
Anyway, he used his mouth a lot on me that day as well. I said, treat me like a scene from an action film in a bog. And he was like, fucking going at me.
Who's this? Your boyfriend? I don't get it.
Just a guy I see.
Just a guy who knobs you off.
He works in Foley sounds.
Is he a quaffle expert?
He puts a microphone down by my groin and gets me old wanger out and gives me a quaffle off. Is that right? Like, let's do sources.
Oh, fuck's sake. Hello, everybody. I'm Eli Silverman. Thanks for the doots. They're Paul. And welcome to another source report. I bring you source reports. Reports of sources and source talking points. Paul is going to support me through this with his genuine interest in the world of condiment sauces, sprinkles, jams, sweet sauces.
I'm
going
to do my best.
You're going to do your best. Right. Shall we see what we got here?
Yes.
Now, we'll start with the pots and then go to the bottles.
Fucking magic's gone from this as well quite quickly.
Start with the pots and go to the bottles, yeah?
Now, do you have any updates on source in general? A broader news bulletin before we get down to the report.
A broad source report.
A broad source report, yes.
No.
No, all right,
although
fine.
I did watch a video about the history of Worcester sources, Worcester type sources.
Yeah.
There's a myth around the creation...
Big hairy myth.
...of Worcester sauce. Liam Perrins is the big... brand, and basically they try to say they invented it, but there were lots of sauces around.
Yeah,
there was one called Reddings.
Oh yeah, bath sauce.
Yeah,
I make bath sauce all the time. Right before I get out, so I'm not like sitting there in a kind of miso Paul soup.
And also, you got Henderson's relish, which goes way back.
I've got Henderson's relish.
But I found those interesting. I found those.
My back.
You can eat Liam Perrins, even though you've got a slight allergy to fish, because it has a little anchovy extract.
Yeah, I've often found that I don't seem to have a problem with Worcester sauce. A little bit of, a couple of splashes on a like cheese and toast or whatever.
It's a tiny amount, isn't it?
But I don't often use it in general anyway, really.
It's lovely on cheese on toast.
Oh, aye.
I love Hendos.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting.
I like hand jobs.
Because basically...
I've got nothing. Fuck me.
You don't, do you? Basically, it goes...
Pathetic, man.
There was this thing where they had...
I'm doing it. I'm going down. I'm going sad now. I'm going to do sad.
There was one of those relishes, not Henderson's, but another one, which is very similar. And they had a thick version and a watery version, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying nothing, mate.
And then basically what this video is saying is the thick version is what we would call brown sauce or HP,
right,
you know, basically.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's very similar.
Well, it's very thick sauce though, isn't it?
Well, HP is like a thick version of a Worcester sauce in terms of the flavour type thing. No. It's fruity, it's umami, no. You know?
No, I don't agree.
Anyway, Last time we had a source report, Paul, I can't remember if it was on the main show or one of our many spin-off content farm things.
We have, yeah, we might have done a cheap shot or two with some sources in.
But we did taste, if you remember, KFC's barbecue, their standard barbecue, and it was fucking terrible.
Yes,
it
boring.
It was really terrible.
Watery, like, boring,
watery,
nasty.
No taste, just sweet.
So what have you got?
I've got two of KFC's premium sauces. These are basically the only thing KFC has going for it anymore.
What,
since things like Popeyes has come over, they're just better, basically.
Yeah.
And even like the Chicken Royale from Burger King.
Right.
Whenever I'm getting a train somewhere, like a Chicken Royale, you know?
Yeah.
You ever grab one of those?
Right.
Cheesy. It's a cheesy Chicken Royale. So I just think whenever you get a KFC, it's disappointing, basically.
I'm quick. You got to speed this up because I keep zoning out.
Stop.
I keep looking at the light
anyway,
switch.
Anyway, they've made...
I'm thinking it looks like a little square chicken.
The big story in KFC has been this sauce that I have in my hand. The spicy supercharger mayo.
Spicy supercharger mayo.
Now,
what's that handwriting? Oh, it just says Colonel Holland
Sanders.
I think this is good.
So let's start with this.
All right.
I think this is better than any food item on their menu, basically. What are we getting on the niff?
Oh,
on that?
Well, it's very mayo forward.
It's got a nice kick.
A little bit of tingle to it. But I honestly, smells one thing, tastes another. I'm going to get it.
See what you think. I think it's got a lovely balance of all of the flavours. The sweet, the umami.
It's very orange.
There's a sort of vinegary kick as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go in and find out for myself.
Oh, yeah. The smell is very mayo forward.
Whilst I can see why you like that, it has, to me, got a someone just farted in my mouth sensation. There is an element of boff to it, which it doesn't ruin it, but it's there.
It's sweeter than I remember, just off the spoon, but...
It's got nice heat.
Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. The heat's immediate, but not too sharp, too sharply hot. It's just a nice sort of warmth at the end.
Yeah.
Very sweet, though, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. I would only complain about that if it didn't have the heat to back it up. But it does, so I'm left with more heat than sweet in my mouth.
Yeah. So you changed your mind as that kind of went down, right?
It's, as I say, the only thing I have against it is that slight boff note in there, which I don't know what it is, but it feels like a kind of like... what's that thing they use for bacon when it comes to like fake flavours and stuff? It's, you know what I mean? It's like it's either bacon flavour or it's this flavour because they're very similar. You know, it's a flavouring. It's a
shake.
A shake you put on it. Cayenne. No.
Cayenne.
What is it?
Bacon shake.
You tell me what I'm thinking about now.
Shaken bacon flakes.
What's that? Paprika.
Yes, paprika.
There's almost like a paprika note in there, which kind of gives it a little farty burn
right.
note.
Paprika is just smoked chili pepper.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I know.
But
next,
would you say that was better than their barbecue sauce? There's definitely more going on.
Oh, I don't like barbecue sauce much anyway, so I would go with that anyway. That would be nice on chips or splashed in the middle of a burger.
Basically, it's the best
chicken
thing
burger.
About that whole franchise at the moment.
Chicken
and now,
burger.
For our second and final KFC sauce report of the day.
Hey, mate, I'm Fast Food Freddy. You want to know all the greatest secrets? If you go down to old Marley's on the High Street, they do fucking chicken
Paul,
there.
Who let this...
Not Morley's. Don't go Morley's. You want to go to Marley's. The guy there who runs it is a little bit dodge, but he does a fucking good chicken burger, he does.
You know what I fucking heard?
Don't you dare. I'm the character, you're Eli. Or it just ends now.
All right, fucking end it. It wasn't very good anyway.
But I'm off now. I'm Fast Food
yeah,
Freddy.
Fast
and
food
I've got
Freddy.
All the hot tips of the high streets of the fast food restaurants you should fucking go to.
Okay.
Such as Marley's. It's only open at Christmas Eve. That's the joke there.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's why I was going to say.
Well, you can't do it in that voice.
I've heard that this is the ghost
no,
of Christmas.
No, ah, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. I'm not listening. Go on.
You can't say I'm not listening. You've got headphones on. You can hear me anyway.
What?
Anyway.
What's the next one? Mayo
the
chicken boof boff.
Garlic buttermilk mayo.
Garlic buttermilk. Ooh.
And this is KFC as well.
What
and
would
again,
you have that with?
Your chicken.
Oh, okay.
Your chips.
Yeah.
I like to dip a chip in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, when things get tough, dip a chip in it.
Now, I just feel like KFC needs to up their food, but the sauce, they need to have more sauces. I'm all for sauce.
Oh, it looks quite thick.
Yeah.
It's a dollop.
It's nice and thick. Smell it.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Taste a little bit. Just a little bit. I know you're not that into garlic. This is the garlic.
It's always weird when we do these taste tests. It's just us spooning fucking mayo and stuff into our gobs.
That's how I like it.
No.
You know what? It's the garlic.
It's just not for me. No.
Again, I'm getting quite a salad cream. It's the sweetness is very salad creamy. I quite like it though.
No, that was like watery and thin. Not like literally, like flavor wise, it felt quite thin. Just like bad milk.
Buttermilk.
Bad milk in the fridge. That kind of thing. You know, I don't know what to say other
like
than...
Like long life milk. Could you taste a sort of chemical, almost like sort of like a...
Slightly curdled thing.
It felt curdled to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was all right. I think that's quite nice.
You are wrong.
Both are better than their standard.
Now, I like the first one more most.
Yes, that is their...
Hurry up now, that's the next
that's
one.
That's their outstanding sauce, the
supercharger.
What's
the next one now? I'm bored.
Mate, you're going to get more bored because we've got fucking four
I know,
sauces
but you keep
to go.
Dragging this out. And
I'm
it's
not
just,
dragging it out,
we should just, like, line them all up. Bosh, 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 bosh. Nice, not, nice, good, yummy, nice, nasty.
You're wasting your own time here by interrupting me, okay? So just sit back. Now,
I'm doing a shrug.
McDonald's have had recently their World Heist menu.
Oh, yeah.
It only included one new limited edition sauce, and I have that sauce with me today, Paul.
And what is that?
Garlic soy. Now, you couldn't order this separately.
What would you usually have it with, then?
You had to get it with the Japanese black pepper nuggets, which were pretty good, I have to say.
All right, let's get into it, then. Come on, love.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, I went to the one in Harrow, and the lady there was kind enough to actually gave me a couple of these.
Oh, well, he's in with her.
This is, again, a garlic one, but it has a comparison to the garlic buttermilk that we just had. See what you think. But have a smell first.
Well, it's more yellowy, cummy.
It's white, yes.
Yeah.
But it says...
Oh, fucking hell, that smells of cheese. That's got a real cheesy
it's
note.
It's the soy. It's the soy. Garlic soy. You'd expect it maybe to be black or something with the soy sauce.
I honestly thought it was going to be dark, yeah. Like a kind of barbecue sauce brown.
But they've gone for more a mayo. It's a slightly tan mayo, basically. What are you getting?
It's kind of weirdly lemony.
There's a tartness, a sourness then.
I don't know, mate. Fuck me. I hate this segment. Sorry. It's just always like this sets me.
I like that.
It's fine. It's slightly kind of metallic-y on the tongue.
It's almost a stale garlic.
Don't you see
it?
That kind of lemony, citrusy kind of note to it as well? It's like yeah. It's like there's that, and then there's garlic underneath.
Yeah,
and it's thin.
It's a weird sauce, isn't it? Actually,
I don't know about
it. It works with the nugs. It works with the nugs, but by itself, I'm changing my mind on that.
Yeah, it feels the nugs.
It feels like it hasn't got the amplitude. It's not sort of, it's not rounded. It's
no,
not,
no,
the journey's
no, no,
a bit
no,
like,
no.
Oh, and then you got the wrong bus, and then, oh, you've ended up somewhere.
He went right past the driver.
Oh, shit.
Driver.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't know where it wants to be or where it wants to go or who it wants to be with.
It's drunk at a party and no one's taking it home.
No one's taking it home. And
poor sauce.
And it's gone out the back.
And it's looking
at
a cry.
It's looking at a little cat.
It's smoking in the garden, having a look at a cat. That's probably a neighbour's cat. And then someone calls his name and he hears it, but he willfully ignores it.
Now.
No, wait, we're going to do a break before we go into more sauce.
We've got
what was your
sauces.
Favourite of the three? Mine was the first one, the hop spanky one.
I have to agree, actually. I thought that I liked the garlic soy. I like it with the nugs, but not by itself like that.
I mean, we're judging these unfairly because we kind of judge them on their own without something to prop it up.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, out of those three...
The spicy superchargers, they're best thing KFC does, basically.
Right.
And that's why they're trying to put it on everything.
Yeah.
They're spicy fucking this and that.
Right,
you know
that's
what?
It. No, I'm going to put a break in now. I'm done. We'll cut a break and then we'll come back and do the next
sauce.
We're
doing more sauce there,
everyone.
Yeah,
no, I'm fine, but I need a mental breather. from all of this.
Christ, come on. Now, one last... We've got three sauces to go. Thank you for listening to Sauce
Report. Well, you know what, mate?
Here on the Cheap Show podcast.
We don't have three more sauces to go.
Don't we?
We may have four.
Ooh.
So speed these up.
Oh, have you got a secret sauce?
I've got a secret
sauce. Special surprise
sauce. You gotta know it, because I've got some secret sauce and in the box only for you.
I've splashed it all over.
Splash it.
Now, you... were with me when we saw these the other day, and they were very reasonably priced in Morrison's.
Morrison's,
right?
Yeah.
These are meat lusts, so these are meat...
It was part of a whole segment where it was like, here's all these fucking weird sauces and shit by this weird brand and whatnot.
Yes, but they also had, in the similar bottle, some Yo Sushi branded.
Oh, that's right,
you remember that?
Yeah. So there was a few, but we bought two because there was a deal on.
These are both...
The other one was like, what was it, a beer barbecue or something?
Yes.
Boozy barbecue.
There was one more, I think, in this. These are Meat Lust is the brand.
Yeah.
So these are definitely for barbecue. I like these, what do you call it, restaurant sauce dispenser style.
Yeah, squeezy
They've
top.
They've got squeezy with the twist top and also a little cap on a little...
Well, like you would
in a restaurant or a barbecue.
In a cafe, an American diner.
Yeah, diner style.
Your ketchup and your mustard
anyway.
And you put them in the tubes and you go... out the titties.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, these are sealed. I haven't opened them since we got them.
No, they're sealed.
But so he's opening the first one, which is a dark, almost, is it green?
Yes, green sweet chili sauce. This caught my eye because sweet chili is always red.
Yeah.
And green is definitely on the other side. Usually green chili sauces are more vegetal. Thank you, Stanley.
Just giving him a little knife to cut into it.
They go for more of a savoury green, like if you get an Indian green chili sauce, it's going to be quite tart and salty as opposed to sweet. So I haven't. Yeah. Do you see what I'm getting at? Is
it's unusual.
It's unusual.
Do you know what I mean, Eli? Yeah, I do know what you mean. Right. I know. I've always known what you've meant, Eli.
Okay, so.
Oh, what's this on the nose? He's happy.
There's a lot of garlic. I'm sorry, there's garlic in all of these sauces.
A lot of garlic today.
Apart from the supercharger, which was your favourite.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I think you've got a garlic aversion. Just give this a smell.
All right.
I'm getting a lot of like...
I sniffed the microphone then.
What? It's like a Mexican sort of spice thing.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I don't think you need to take that off as totally... All right, okay. Oh, well done. What would you say?
It's kind of grassy.
It's
almost.
Grassy. It's got yeah. kind of grassy. It's the green. So I'm wondering how this will work with sweetness. Because that.
Oh, I've just licked a little bit off my fingers.
Is it hot?
No. Well, it's very sweet. I'll say that. No, I'll do it. You get off. I'll do it.
All right.
I don't like it when you take
I just
over.
Just wanted to squirt a bit onto your spoon.
Yeah, but you look after yourself, mate.
So again, this is the meat lust. Careful.
Oh, it's having a fight coming out.
Isn't it coming out? Don't squeeze too hard because it'll go everywhere.
Oh, I've got a firm grip on it, but. It's not just... Hang on. There's another seal.
No, yeah, you just got twist. No, there's no other seal.
No, there's another seal on the bottom of the thing here. You didn't take
it. It's double sealed.
Pass me the Stanley knife.
I didn't notice that. Well, that's good. At least it'll be fresh. There we go. Now we're ready to squeeze. We're ready to squeeze some of this green gunk onto the spoon.
Right.
Meat lust.
Oh, right. Here we go.
Meat lust. What's the consistency like?
A little runny. But it's gelatinous more than, like, thin. Got a little green with flecks in. Oh, God, that's like sweet Paxo.
Oh, my God, it's too sweet.
But do you taste the Paxo in that?
Yeah. That's terrible.
That's not even hot. What is that?
That is so sweet.
Green sweet chili sauce.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's the grass notes fighting against the sweetness. And the sweetness is too high.
No, I'm sorry. The best way to describe that is like a punchless sweet chili sauce with Paxo in.
I don't know why you keep going back to that.
Because it does. It tastes like Paxo.
Like a gravy, sort of.
No, the stuff you put in the chicken. The stuffing.
Oh, yes.
Stuffing.
That's a herby, sort of the herby note, yeah. That's oregano, sort of herby note. Paul, what we got next?
Well, this is another meat lust. Now, the first one.
I hope it's better than that, because that was the worst sauce so far.
It actually makes me glad we didn't get the barbecue sauce one, because I think that might have been repugnant.
It's too sweet, I'd say.
What is even the point of that flavour?
Well, you know, you like red sweet chilli, Thai sweet chilli sauce, but that has a sort of stickiness to it. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the texture that works better.
You use it more like a kind of exotic ketchup than anything else.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I think you're meant to do that with the same. That's a meat sauce, you know.
It's horrible.
I did not like. They were quite reasonably priced, these, though, as I remember, weren't they? But under a quid each or something?
No, I think it was like two for 2.50 or something, or like three quid each.
They weren't egregious. Well, definitely wasn't 3 quid.
Right, hang on.
This is the buffalo.
Well, smells a little bit more promising.
Because it's got that sharpness. The buffalo...
It's a bright orange. Wait, what does it say? Oh, fiery buffalo.
Fiery buffalo. Buffalo for wings.
It's got chummy copy.
Because it says this is no real
this
buffalo.
This sauce is buffalo free.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Go for you fuck off.
Meat taste
lust.
It.
Bollocks. Same consistency as the last. The halfway house between gelatinous and thin.
I'm going to have a sniff with the lid off.
Here. Bright orange, not unlike, I don't know.
I like buffalo sauce because I like that extreme vinegariness.
Like a tangerine kind of orange. Anyway.
It is, yeah. Oh, that smells better, you're right. Oh, that's got an umami.
Yeah.
It's got a nice umami on that. What do you think of the taste?
It's much better than the other one.
Because
it's got
balanced.
A little bit of a heat. I wouldn't say it's fiery.
No.
It is still too sweet.
Really? God.
Still a bit too thin. It's middle of the line kind of muck. It's not too awful and it's not a great. I didn't like it though.
Stale.
Doesn't it have like a mouldy quality?
Yeah, stale. But better than the.
Can I consider
those are both very poor. Now, you
but I could have like made you swallow a load of my cumin nettles and that would have been a more pleasant taste sensation.
Cumin nettles?
Yeah, like a bowl of cumin nettles.
The old cumin nettles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went down the old cumin nettles.
Oh, yeah, would you?
I said, I'll have a pint of quaffle, please.
Oh, quaffle's best.
Yeah, I want a foamy quaffle head.
Oh, I have to wring out my fanny.
Oh, wait. I'm not going nowhere, love.
Oh, get the gusset beer out. Yeah. Right. Now,
Are the poorness of those meat lust sauces making you reconsider the first three sauces we had, Paul? They're better in comparison, much better.
Oh, mate.
Second to last sauce.
I just don't know what to say.
Second to last sauce.
It's just all wobbly mess in my mouth.
Sriracha. We've covered sriracha before.
We have, coming at you like
now,
sriracha.
This is, I find it interesting in terms of the trends in sauces because this is Lingham's chili sauce.
Yeah.
You get this for, this go back years. Yeah, so I'm going to perform some kind of Lingham on this.
No,
yeah.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm going to perform heavy kind of Lingham.
I stepped outside of myself to look at myself at us two doing what we do.
Yeah.
And going, what's all this?
Is that what made you laugh?
Yeah.
It wasn't kind of Lingham.
No.
Kind of Lingham, kind of Lingham, kind of Linghams. I'm going to perform heavy kind of Linghams on it.
Kind of Lingham, kind of Lingham. Kind of Lingham, kind of Lingham, kind of Lingham. Come, Lingham. Come and lick my come a Lingham.
Oh.
And then she cuddled my cunt, and then she smacked on my mick, and then she and it is her stink.
So, sriracha has been a huge...
Ich bin ein Growler.
Sriracha has been a huge success worldwide, as we know. It occurred to me, after tasting this, because I have tasted this one, the Lingham's chili sauce sriracha version, it did occur to me, I think I understand why sriracha has been hugely popular in recent years, Paul. Do you want to hear my little insight?
Yeah, go on, quick, because honestly, we are now dangerously in the Paul checks out zone.
It's because...
And I'm saying that is also maybe reflective of our listenership as well, so consider them.
What? They're in the checkout on Paul?
Check out this segment.
Check out the tits on Paul.
It's like someone downloads the episode and they go, oh, what's in this week? Sauce report.
Paul.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I have to take... Look.
Skip.
No, I have to take... One moment to remind you, Sauce Report is a foundational segment of this podcast and is one of the fan favourites, firm fan favourites. You try and do this every time, you don't support the sources, you don't interest, no interest in the sources, and then you try and say, you try and undermine the sources. This is going to lead to the breakdown of sources on this show.
Oh, fucking dear. Don't threaten me with
Listen,
a good time.
If you're listening out there and you love the Sauce Report, as I know, we all know you do, even Paulie in his heart of hearts, he knows. He knows in his heart of hearts everyone loves sauce.
I put up with some fucking great amounts of shit on this podcast.
I just have one small point to make about sriracha's success.
Quick.
It's not only a chili sauce, it's also a garlic sauce. And garlic adds umami. And it's because of the garlickiness that makes it more accessible and more umami. And that's why it's had a huge success.
Right,
people
good.
Don't okay. mention the...
And this
they
is
just call it chili
this
sauce.
This is cunnilingus sauce and it's
this
sriracha.
This is Lingham's chili sauce. Now... I say that because this is
spoon.
Quite...
Spoon.
This is quite...
Spoon.
There's
spoon.
Your spoon. There's spoon. Your spoon. This is garlic forward. This is quite garlic forward, this sauce.
All right.
It's a I think this
Where'd
is quite nice.
It?
I got it from supermarket, whatever. Lingham's usually in a glass bottle, but this is in a very, I think, pleasing...
Yeah, no, a nice...
...squeezy green and red sriracha-style bottle.
Fine. It's visually recognisable as a sriracha bottle.
I think it's really good.
Mm.
It's just good,
it's the most
it?
Interesting flavour-wise of everything
Why?
We've eaten today.
What's the interest? Why interest?
There's a little
the garlic.
Bit, there's a little... Well, the garlic's not... I would say the garlic is the least prominent thing about that flavour. I think it's got sharp, like, chili notes, a sharp sparkle, ketchup-y, tomato-y, citrus, you know, like a kind of, like...
Yeah, that's almost the umami like that the garlic gives.
Yeah, almost like a passat take on it, almost.
Yes, but that's what... I see, this keeps coming up every time you taste sriracha, and it's same with Stuart Ashen's. You say, oh, it's tomato-y. There's no tomato
no,
in sriracha.
No, we know this. It doesn't mean we can't say... It lingers in our mind on the same flavour
yes,
profile.
Yes, you can say that. And
all
I just
right?
think it's
Otherwise,
interesting.
Otherwise, wine discussions would be pointless when people say, oh, it's grassy, it's
it
got hay nodes, it's got grape.
Wine.
Say
shut
that,
up.
Fucking grape.
Oi, Jilly Godden or whatever your name is.
Yeah,
shut up.
Fucking shut up. It's
shut up.
Plog, 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 in my gob, in my tum. Plog, plog, drink it up, have a fight, do a cam.
Jilly Godden, more like Jilly yeast infection. He liked it. He liked it, really.
Did I repeat it? Then I didn't like it.
Did the slow clap.
Yeah,
That's
slow
another
clap.
Way you show your appreciation.
Then? Is that the sauce report over?
All I was
it
doing...
It is, isn't it, though?
No, it's time for secret specials,
well,
extra
that's
sauce.
That's part of the next segment altogether.
I would like to say something about this Lingham's chilli.
You
I
have
it's
got
nice.
30 seconds.
It's nice. The way why people say it's tomato is because the garlic. The garlic is what is the secret thing that leads to the success of sriracha as a whole category.
It's the secret sauce of the secret sauce.
What was your favourite sauce of those all six
Maybe
that we
the
did?
Sriracha. Followed by the
supercharger
mayo, and then the rest of it can get fucked.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I was looking forward to tasting the miso soy from McDonald's. I have one little point, right, to make. Jesus Christ. Paul, don't do that. That's going to be the death of this podcast. When you lean into the farce, he's literally leaning away from it, trying to let it out. He's squeezing. I'll stop. Well done. It wasn't as wet as usual, but oh, that is. Oh, mate. It's like an underwater submarine door.
And that is my educated review of the sources today.
I would just like to call out again the fast food giants for being lazy. Because I saw this new McDonald's chicken cheesy thing coming. Do you know how they've made it cheesy?
Oh, God, who cares?
They put mozzarella sticks in it.
Who cares?
Which is like taking an existing item that is already there, and then they put it together and they say it's something new. It's like when McDonald's said the barbecue...
You sound like a madman. Like, shut up.
The barbecue...
You sound like a quarter pounder.
You remember
the end of the world?
And it was just their standard barbecue sauce they put into a quarter pounder. And that's what they do with the supercharger zinger as well.
Terrible wind.
Stop.
I'm in so much agony with my wind. Oh, anyway, that was a source report. Wasn't it good?
No, because you undermined it.
Undermined it. Oh, boo.
And if you're listening and you love sources, fucking let Paul know. Let your representative know. He can't keep this up. You'll have to accept sources. Thank you for saying which one was your favourite, though, Paul.
I did, because I did have a favourite. That's nice.
My belly started to go rubble, rubble, rubble. We always need to remember to get chips to taste the sauce as well, because the naked sauce on a spoon is just...
I'm just going to stop it now. I did a fork too. Oh.
Paul.
Oh, dear. I might shit.
You might shit yourself. Now, I don't know how much of this you're leaving in, Paul, but that was the most farts you've ever done on a episode.
I might cut a load of those out,
because
honestly,
that's horrible.
It's not good, but I kept one of yours and one of mine in, I think.
I only did one.
And you know what? Reviewer is listening to this particular episode, they get to that bit and they say, I'm out, that I've checked out, then A, we do apologise, but B...
Do we?
No.
Don't apologise for me.
No, I'll say overall... The brand Cheap Show apologises, but personally speaking, we don't care at all.
Mate, are you going to be able to hold on for the rest of the recording? Please stop trying to push. Just leave it alone. No, it's not going to... It'll never come all out.
Oh. Quaffle. Right, so we got a box. Now, some of the stuff in this box might not be from this particular person, because over the course of the last few weeks, there's been a mountain of shit building up in my hallway of PO box stuff, things that were given to us from the live
show.
Sounds
like this doesn't appreciate it, doesn't it?
No, it's not that. It's just that sometimes I mix things up when I'm trying to arrange space, and then I lose track of who sent what with which. So I apologise.
Some of these boxes might have merged.
No. I think this box might be a merge. The rest of it's been fine. All right? I'm just saying.
If this box is a merge, then at least one other box is either depleted or merged itself.
Well, no.
Has this been added to only?
Because some of the stuff was in that episode we did a few weeks back when we went through the live show stuff. Yeah, my tummy too.
Has that sauce set off our bellies?
I don't know, but weirdly, why have we both started like...
Because we've random spoons of sauce.
Oh.
Right.
We're 10 years older than when we started making this podcast. Anyway, here's a letter. Tumpy says this.
Tumpy?
Formerly known as Tramp Cum Squeegee.
Wow, I was thinking about them the other day.
Anyway, they sent a box, comes with this letter. Hopefully everything in this box is from them. We'll find out. Hello, chaps. Long time no froth. Thought I'd send some shite, as I've been on some journeys and cleared my house out. Box contains a failed print of my Furosa. Oh, I know what that is. Criswangle, one of those weird bubble things, and some stuff. As well, enjoy a wee montage of the VR chat fluffy boy guys you inspired. Oh, I don't know what that means.
I think
it's what that image is on the back.
Cool.
Is it?
Those are really cool. Tumpy, look. It's a character.
I think it's a furry thing.
Like
isn't
a furry
it?
Thing. Yeah. Like a wolfy character.
Wolfy
that's
thing.
Really cool. Can I keep that?
Yeah, if you want.
I put that on my wall.
Tribute.
I like that. I like the writing. Tumpy, it's nice.
Yeah, it
looks
almost like a comic book from Mabino or something, innit?
Yeah, that's really cool, actually.
So anyway, at least I know that most of the stuff in here is from them. We got a
Fanny Boo.
Huh?
Floofy boy. Floofy boy.
I don't know what any of
that's a fluffy thing.
Fluffy boy.
Floofy boy. Sound boy.
What did you say they had? They had a flap.
A gooch hole. No, what's it called?
There was a word for it, a special flap.
Yeah.
A yiffing flap.
Yeah,
was it?
Yipping. Yiffing. Yeah.
Yiffing.
It's where they fuck each other up.
Is it?
Yeah. We've covered this literally on one of the first three episodes we did of this
year. Yeah, that's very good. Again, 10 years ago. Not only are we allowed to forget, but we're also allowed to now repeat that stuff.
Yes.
I think this comes from them. I'm not sure, but it's another hot sauce. So it's Highlander hot sauce. Whiskey sauce, does that say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Highlander's hot sauce. The company is called Whiskey Sauce Company.
Yeah, but they're very rare, those Highlander sauces, because there can only be one.
Yes.
All right.
The movie.
Yeah.
Overrated film.
Who wants to live forever?
Overshadowed by its excellent score.
Queen
or soundtrack.
Is mostly the reason people remember that film. Yeah.
Ready?
Right, he's popped the top off.
I'm getting garlic off this as well. Everything's fucking... It does say garlic, does it?
It did say, didn't it? Didn't you just tell me it said garlic sauce on it or some garlic something? Whiskey.
Whiskey.
What did you say it was? Whiskey sauce.
It's just Highlander's hot sauce.
But didn't it say whiskey?
The company's called Whiskey Sauce Company.
Oh, the company's got that.
So you'd think, maybe. Let's see what it says on the back, Paul.
All right.
Can you read that?
Yeah, probably.
Put it on the light.
Oh, hang on. I know. Seriously, this might be the best thing I've ever bought on this podcast.
It is illuminated magnifying glass.
Right, flavour. A spicy sauce made from whiskey from the Scottish Highlands. So, all right, made with Scotch malt whiskey.
Yeah.
Splash onto cheese on toast, into stews and bolognese for a spicy kick. It has vinegar, water, soy sauce, garlic, sugar, lemon juice, treacle, Scotch malt whiskey.
First ingredient, vinegar.
Malt barley. No, malt barley is the first ingredient.
Weird.
Sorry.
Very weird. Very weird.
Good for vegetarians. And then barcode.
Well, it might be okay.
Right, I'm going to give it a little bit of a spoon.
I haven't got great high hopes for this. Give it a sniff. I'm getting a lot of garlic.
A little bit, but I can also kind of really smell the whiskey. It's almost like that stuff you can get. You know that like fake coffee that you squeeze out or you pour out into a cup?
Coffee syrup.
Yeah, it's almost like that consistency and colour.
Yes, very dark.
That's all right. I don't think it's a hot sauce at all. I'm not getting any real heat from that.
Is that meant to be a hot sauce?
Well, it says hot sauce on it, right?
There's no heat.
No, but it's nice. I quite like the flavour.
It's got a molassesy, almost licorice-y sort
licorice,
of
molassesy.
Malty. That's the that's not bad. No, you're right. That's quite nice.
But if you use it like it says on the back, like on cheese on toast in a stew,
that'd be good. There's no heat.
No heat.
There's zero heat. There's much more heat than the Supercharger, for example.
Yes, lots more heat.
And the Linghams, everything. How do they call that hot sauce?
Well,
maybe
the brand of it is all that, but it's not hot.
It says hot sauce on the bottle. I'm not seeing things.
But it also doesn't have any like chili markings or how hot
it is.
It's
weird. It's just the marketing.
Yeah.
They've made what is essentially a kind of brown sauce.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a...
Weird.
Not too bad,
though. No, I like it. And for a flavour enhancer for something.
Yes. Yeah. And it's got a smokiness we haven't mentioned.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a smokiness as well as a sweetness at the top.
Yeah.
In terms of all the sauces we tasted today, that has got it feels like it's got
more
a nice
notes.
Balance and more, yes.
Yeah.
A bit more nuance, a bit more complexity. Even though the heat itself, completely missing.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, anyway, there you go. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next of the box of assorted clutter. Right. This is the thing that they printed out based on their drawings and artwork. I'll show you it now.
Oh, it's a 3D printed Furiosa.
Yeah, this character. There you go.
Oh.
Pictures on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, and on our Instagram account.
That is a chunky boy.
And I think this is another one they've made
as
well.
Oh, a skull, a 3D printed skull.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I like the shiny 3D printedness of it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you wanted to, you could get a bit of a wet sanding on it and shave it down and make it smoother.
Can you do that?
Yeah. You just get a fine grit piece of sandpaper and a little bit of water and you just rub it all on.
I think the texture on this skull works for what it is, though, if you see what I mean.
It's like a kind of Mexican skull Day of the Dead-y kind of thing.
I like that. I would hang on to that. I'm not sure about this big Furiosa. I was expecting the character out of Mad Max, but instead it's a squirrel with a huge tail.
I think it's meant to be like a wolf, isn't it?
Well, it's a squirrel.
Why does
a wolf have a tail like that? It looks like a huge pointy mace.
Yeah, but...
Now, you can see at the bottom there, you want to sand
flap.
That down.
Oh,
there's
no
yiffing flap.
Oh.
You'd see there's got all bits of sprue, loose sprue and everything there.
Yeah, but that's fine. it's fine. You can get the loose sprue down, can't you?
Wanted to say
I know,
sprue. It's not. It's not even sprue.
It's probably not, isn't it?
I just love that word,
it's
man.
Flash.
Oh yeah, it's called flash.
I think it's
anyway.
Still
you want to get some sanding on the up bottom of this tail?
You know what? I'm more disappointed when I said flash. You didn't go But there you go. You can't have them all.
Savior of the universe. What are we going to do with these?
Well, you can have it. Oh, I might just put it on a shelf.
You can put that on a shelf.
Or I might.
I'd like the skull,
stick it up
please.
My
I'd like the skull, please.
Yeah, you can have the skull, and I'll keep the Tumpy Bot or whatever.
Look, you can see how this skull died because there's three slashes at the back of the skull.
Yeah,
that's where the axe went in.
Chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop.
Bit
the
overkill on the killing.
I'm guesstimating that some of this stuff is sent by Tumpy and some of it is just random whatever.
Let's have a look at it anyway.
There's also this.
There's a noodle,
it's
everybody.
Noodle influx.
Pickled vegetable flavour. These are the absolute bomb. I haven't seen this actual brand.
No, I
know,
don't know
I know this brand. Brand has a little... The logo is a person doing that.
It says it on there. I saw that on the top. If you scroll it down a little bit, there's a little man on the top, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's the brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called because it's in Chinese. But pickled vegetables, this might have an actual wet pack.
Oh.
One of the sachets, because I've tasted these that have a little wet. And what I've been getting to pimp my noodles at home, Paul.
A little bit of a pimping update.
Is you can get these little packets of pickled mustard stem and so on, bamboo shoots, that type of thing, radish,
etc.
And they're very cheap, like 40-50p, some of them. Just slam a few in.
Yeah, bosh, bish.
Slam it in your noodle.
Nosh, nop off.
A little bit of pickle flavour, a little crunch they have. Very good.
Gif, goff, 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 goff.
Quaffle off.
Right, next one.
I will be eating that. Thank you very much. Oh, it's Dol. Dol is the brand. What?
Oh, Dol is the brand.
Because that's the Dan...
Dol. Oh, he's a doll.
He's a doll.
Yeah.
That's my first ever instant noodle, so it's close to my heart. I bet Tumpy knew that as well, because I used to go on about them.
And because they stare through your bedroom window at
night. They were my first
night.
Brand.
Yeah.
Dol, and they still go to this day. Dol chicken. And you know what? That woman, Katie Broom, whose dad was in play school, she persuaded me that people ate them with chocolate in normally, and I had one with chocolate and it was quite good. But then she said, ha, 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 no, they don't. I miss you, Katie Broom. Paul's looking in the box for some other things. Well, I hope there's something else in there.
There's loads. I just don't know what to do.
Come on, then.
This. I don't get this.
He's handed me. It's a blue little
pouch
thing
called Auto what?
Auto kit. It's some kind of a kit for a car.
Yeah, but
kit for a car.
But open it up, and I don't get it.
It's a camera.
It's a one use camera.
It's a accident.
So you have an accident. You take the camera out. You take some pictures.
Yeah,
this has to be American then.
Well, it has to be completely out of date as well. Because
because I don't even know.
A disposable camera. Let's see what there's a form in a little.
Oh yeah, I thought it would be like a kit where you
could. Here we go.
No. I don't. You think by that you'd think, oh, it's a little puncture repair kit or it's a little screwdriver set.
This
instead, it's a weird. It's a single use disposable camera. Go on, sorry.
With also a little pouch, there's a tape measure.
Talking to the microphone, remember, it's an audio podcast medium.
There's a tape measure there as well, Paul. And in a little PVC pocket, I found this form. Do you know what it says at the top of this form? Agreed statement of facts on motor vehicle accident.
So you hit someone and you say, right, before you go, can you help fill out this form?
Yeah.
And then the tape measure
date of accident, place, witnesses, injuries. Even if slight, got a little scratch on the end of my
knob. That's what the tape's for, isn't it? You can put it up against the thing and say, that's how big the scratch is.
You can measure the knob. Measure the thickness of the cheese.
I don't need to do. I don't.
What
need
if my
measure.
Cheese fell off during the accident? What if it shook off the cheese? What if I had a piece of toast under my knob? Right. I'm just transporting toast. Right. I'm transporting toast and I haven't had a shower. Right. Knob cheese on toast. This accident has resulted in knob cheese on toast.
My name is Eli Silverman. And 3 weeks ago in my work, I was carrying a plate of toast forward with my penis out to put some cheese on when I was slightly hit by a car coming from the opposite direction. Claims Direct helped me get all that knob cheese put back on the tip of my encrusted helmet and a payout of £4,000.
Oh, yes. So that is a completely anachronistic item because it has a disposable camera.
Talk to the mic.
Fucking shut up.
Well, then fucking talk into the mic. It's been a decade and you don't have any awareness. It's mind-boggling, the lack of awareness. As you have.
Just calm.
Am I wrong?
Calm down.
Oh, am I wrong?
Calm down.
It's like you don't understand
just calm
how
down.
Sound works.
You've been in a fucking terrible mood for the last 4 years. Right.
10 years.
Yes, you have. Constant mood. So it's his little accident report.
Get
kit.
A pen, get a camera.
A biro, a camera, a tape measure, and an accident form. And it all comes in a smart little blue Velcro clothes pouch.
Useless.
You stick this in your glove compartment, innit?
Yeah.
It's not useless.
It is now.
It's from an era.
Because now you could use dash cam footage or your phone and
that's
whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's an anachronism.
But back then, when no one had cameras everywhere, that would be handy.
That's a charm to it.
So that's like a 90s thing, early 2000s at most.
It must be, yeah.
Oh.
Even older, but it's definitely not been used, so that's good. One less accident in the world.
Well, you'd hope so. Right, next load of stuff. Blind bag things.
Hey.
One is called Talaz. Oh, you know what? It's time to bring out the Google Lens Machine.
Google Translate.
The Google Lens Machine. The Google Lens Machine. It's time to pull out the Google Lens Machine. The Google... There we go. Translate. Thank you. Note gummy. Mixed fruit flavoured gummies. Oh, these are gummies.
There's gummies.
Oh, this is a gummy thing. All right, you open that then.
Okay.
It's an anime thing about something I don't really understand. Hatsune Miku. Is the, I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's the show or the character or both.
Maybe. Oh, this is a musical artist. Hatsune Miku is a musical artist. Officially codenamed CV01.
Don't care. Have a sweet. Here you go.
Is a Vocaloid software voice bank.
It's an AI fucking pop star.
It's the official mascot is depicted as a 16-year-old girl with long turquoise twins.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's kind of like if Trackbot was redesigned by an anime artist. I presume these are in...
These are musical note gummies I've got.
Are they?
They're claves or what have you, little musical notation gummy.
Oh, yeah. Mine's a double cleft or whatever it's called.
They're all double clefts. Perfumey.
Yeah, not Perfumo, the scandal in the late 60s with the politicians.
Perfumo.
Yeah. They're all right, but they're a little
bit floral.
Yeah, too floral. But nice texture.
Yeah, no,
nice
the texture.
Bitey texture.
That's not good. The texture's good, but it's that kind of grandma's lavender sort of.
Or like
vibe.
You've accidentally eaten one of your sister's toys, kind of. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you accidentally put a strawberry shortcake in your mouth, kind of vibe.
Yeah, not a great flavour.
Very artificial. But here's the other one. Now, this. It's going to make us feel really old. Do you know what Skibidi is?
Skibidi toilet, yes.
Skibidi toilet.
It was a meme thing last year, wasn't it?
I don't... Well, no, it's been going for years. Like, years and years
and
years.
Yeah, but it really crossed over last year.
Weirdly.
Because we heard about it.
Well, yeah. Skibidi.
It's just like a show?
I don't know.
A YouTube show?
It's a game, I think.
Okay.
It's got something to do with a game. Mate, the more we go into it, the more we're going to sound like old, out-of-touch pricks, which, fine. I just don't want to highlight that too much.
This is Skibidi Toilet Mystery Minifigures.
But also, you know, there's like that Russian band called Big Small or something.
No, them I have not heard of.
Okay, well, I have. And providing I've got the name right, they did a song a few years ago called Skibibidi or something. And it was like a weird dance thing. Skibibidi, bip, skibibidi, right. Skibidi. And I thought it was the same thing.
It's not
but
the same
thing. But apparently I don't think they are.
Okay, this is a mystery figure and it's series one set. So what are we hoping for? Oh, look, you could get here on the back. It says you could get a cameraman, which is a man with a camera head.
Yeah, I think they're all characters
Speaker
from the
man.
Show. They're all
Skibidi Toilet. I'd like Skibidi Toilet. Yeah. G Toilet. Look, there's G Toilet.
Yeah, there's a song called Skibibidi by Little Big is the name of the band. Little Big.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I've opened it, Paul.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
That one with all dancing.
Oh, I hate that. Turn it off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's that sound. I don't like that sound.
I want you. I want you.
I listened to the album from... We're going to get... You don't want to put this on the podcast, mate.
Skibidi-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-b cringe. Yes. I'm going to stop. No one cares.
I like this figure.
What have you got?
No one cares. You don't care about anything, Paul, apart from your own serving your own ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that's all you care about. Yeah. 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 Such a dickhead. This figure. I don't care. You don't care. Oh,
I don't
let's
care.
Not fucking look at it.
I don't care.
Right, move on to the next thing then.
I don't know. I don't care too.
All right, let's not just sit here then.
Oh, come on, mate. Show us it.
Oh, well, do you care?
I care.
Thank you. You do care.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I think it's.
I don't care. What is it? It's a little like security man thing.
It's cameraman.
Oh, it is. It's like a security camera.
See,
CCTV
there,
it's
that
head.
One, isn't it? Cameraman.
Cameraman. Speaker man. Skibbity toilet.
I
speaker
like that
woman,
figure.
TV woman. Plunger
I like
man.
I like it better than skibbity toilet.
Plunger man. Hazy clanker man. G toilet.
You know what? Clanker.
Is that all you got in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know. And some stickers and a poster thing.
Oh, okay, fine. But they're all right.
It's not a bad little thing, though. Not bad as these things go. Figures go.
I mean, I don't understand what they're from or who they're about, but, you know, nice couple of stickers. Stupid fucking
the problem
poster.
With Clanker, Paul, is it was almost word of the year.
Was it?
Yeah, because it means robot or AI now. Clanker, you know, like a clanky old robot sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Right, right, right.
But yes.
Right, collect them all. Anyway, all right. Do you want
Which
that?
Which means if you're going to watch my short film, award-winning short film of a few years
it's
going
to be harder
back,
to find online.
And it's going to be people think it's about robots or something.
Well, then they'll end up watching a delightful short film instead by accident. You know, win-win. You're going to have that.
It's quite a cool figure, quite solid.
Yeah, it's all right. Nice. Right,
well, quite dystopian, isn't it? Because it's like a...
Well, yes, no. I mean, that's the whole thing about the aesthetic of this. It's all kind of very industrial and dystopian and,
yes,
and yeah, you know, Big Brother-esque.
Yes, because this is literally like a security camera mounted on a body of a, what looks like a sort of nightclub bouncer, the way yeah, they're dressed. You know, it's all quite grim and sort of imposing.
You can imagine that being the villain in a game that finds you if you go
really
there.
Can,
it's that
you,
kind of
yeah,
thing. And then it does a jump scare and you go...
The the whole thing almost has a sort of horror aesthetic to it, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, a giant maniacal face popping out of a toilet.
Yes.
Jibble jibbles.
But kids love it.
Kids love it. They love Labubu. They love Roblox.
Labubu is a bit of horror adjacent as well, isn't it? Because they've got fangs. They've got like sharp teeth, Labubus.
But I just look at them and think, oh, that's where the wild things are.
Yeah.
It's Max. It looks like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Or one of the creatures. Yeah. And it's like, that's nice. I like that. It's a nice book. It's lovely.
It's one of the greatest children's, if not the greatest ever children's book ever made.
To be fair, the film that was made of it was pretty bloody good too, I thought.
I never saw that.
Right. Okay, next.
Next thing. Are you going to press the button?
Yeah, I'm going to press it.
Oh, don't let me tell you to, because that would impinge upon your ego. So you just take a moment and press it when you want to, okay?
Like now, yeah, should I? just there.
Just do it. No. Don't let me tell you.
You just said do it.
All right, I'm not. I'm whistling. I almost shat myself. That got you.
And that's my arm.
All about them sources, all about them sources.
This is that thing they were talking about. Maureen Hiron's quiz wrangle.
Quiz wrangle, that is quite hard to say.
Trivia quiz game, over 4,000 questions, Britain's first trivia game. That's what it says on the box.
So it predates...
made by...
Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, well, allegedly. I mean, I don't know when this is from. Made by the Design Centre in London. And it's just a blue box.
Do you remember the Design Centre?
No. You're thinking of... Well, that looks like the Early Learning Centre logo, which is what I think you're getting confused
no,
by.
No, I'm not.
Well, the Early Learning Centre had that logo, didn't it?
It was like a design museum that was in central London, and it was great.
I don't know who Maureen Hiron is.
Marauder Hyman.
Marauder Hyman.
Oh...
Quaffle wrangle, quiz waffle, quiz quaffle,
quiz crangle, quiz wrangle, boggle.
Oh, it has it's got a board. In. I thought it was going to be a load of cards, but it's got a board.
It was very basic, though. It's just
very
a grid
basic.
With some numbers running down the middle. And quite a nice aesthetic.
Oh, some nice
D8s.
Five D10s.
Not D5s. They're D10s.
Well, no, there's two fives on each side, so I'm saying I was counting out loud.
They are D10s, yeah.
D10. There's three D10s.
Oh, this has got a lovely design to it, I can
see. And then there's little, like...
Counters.
And they're just little counters. There's nothing special about them.
This is nice.
But they move
cards.
Up and down there,
yeah,
I imagine.
That's right.
Is there any rules?
There's some kind of race dynamic. The rules are on the inside of the top lid.
When was this made? So it says copyright 1983. When did Trivial Pursuit came out?
Way before. It's some kind of angle or gimmick.
I'm just going to check the veracity of this claim.
Trivial Pursuit is from the very... latest, the 60s, I'd say.
I thought it was 60s.
No,
I thought it was 70s at least.
No, it's 60s.
Quiz wrangle. Maureen Hiron. I just want to know why.
I'm interested.
Is a British game designer and international bridge player. She's best known as a developer of over 60 board games, card games, dice, word and question games.
Ooh, why have I never heard of her?
Her games were published through Hiron Games Limited.
Wow.
She founded with her husband in 1982.
Cool.
Well, it just basically says in 82 she formed their own company. Then that's how they released Quiz Wrangle and Cavendish.
Is that what it's called? What's it called?
What?
This.
This game is called Quiz Wrangle. Wrangle.
So we wrangle.
Maureen invented the games and Alan was the tester and editor. A game called Continuo was released on April 1st, 82 and became Britain's best-selling game with around 205,000 sets sold by the end of that year.
I'd like to see that.
There was a 1984 documentary about them both by the BBC called A Will to Win.
She still walking about?
No, she died in 2022.
Oh.
Well, she was born in 1942, so good innings still. She was in hospital, and when she was there, using her fellow patients as play testers, she developed a game called Chip In, which the company manufactured and used in the campaign to raise $25 million for the Royal Marsden, world's first specialist cancer hospital.
Nice.
Because she was diagnosed with cancer and that's why she was in hospital. So she made a game to raise money.
Cool.
However,
a proper game, a giant of the British game scene, obviously.
I'm just...
Indie game scene, sort of.
I just don't know where the claim for the first ever trivial game.
But perhaps
is.
It's something to do with the design concept or rules. Do you see what I mean? Perhaps it's just a gimmick line that they've... Because it's something to do with time or something, this game.
Yeah. Hang on.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. When was Trivial Pursuit
invented? I'm going to say 1940s.
The answer is 1979.
Wow, that's well late.
But was introduced to the US in 82.
Wow.
The first edition of the game officially was 81.
Which is right around the same time as this.
So it would have, So the claim that it might be Britain's first might be true, but that's going to be, I think that was like a race to market thing.
Yeah. So, funny. I am quite surprised.
And it's Canadian you as would well, have thought, to be fair. So
Paul,
this
you
would
have
make
thought
it...
with me that Trivia Pursuit was older than that, wouldn't you?
A little bit, but I wouldn't
you
have said...
You said 70s. Yeah.
I think so. Well, yeah. But even so...
Late 70s.
It's Canadian Trivial Pursuit. So this would still be Britain's first then, by that
I
logic.
See. Right.
So fair play.
Let's see if we can answer some of the questions then, yeah?
Yeah, because there is... It's like Trivial Pursuit in that it's got like grouped, like general knowledge, historical, geography, mythological, Bible, sport, entertainment, pastimes, music, science.
Should we play best of five?
I'll tell you what, I'll just read you a card out, see how many you can get, all right? I'll just pick one at random.
On the card?
Yeah. What is the longest palindromic word in the English language? Oh, you're not going to get that because I didn't know
is
it.
Is there a...
It's one word, and it's the longest palindromic word, which means it's the same forwards as backwards. For the listener, I'm saying this.
Yes.
Not just for you.
I know. But also, if you're interested in palindromes, latest episode of Night Bussing.
It's kind of a kind of...
Was a palindromic bus.
It's kind of a journey palindrome.
Yes. It was great. That's the best aspect of it.
Anyway, what do you think the word is?
Because it was the 313 bus, which is a palindromic
number. It'll be available soon, end of the month, on Patreon, if you want to get on the latest Night Bus.
All I know, Paul, is this sentence is palindromic. No rats live on evil stars.
Okay. The answer, though, to
on
this...
Evil, no rats live on evil stars.
Right.
No.
Oh, mate.
No stars rats evil live on.
All right, well, that's not helping at all. The answer in this case is redivider.
Redivider, great word, yeah.
Which king was nicknamed the wisest fool in Christendom? Again, if you know
Henry?
This. James the First.
Fuck off.
From what London station do trains go to Brighton? When this game was made in 1981.
Which is, they go from two now. They go from all the London terminals.
Like London Bridge, Victoria.
I think it was originally Liverpool Street, wasn't it? No.
Pick one.
Victoria.
Is correct.
Yay.
So you get one. Yep. In mythology, what happened to someone who looked into the eyes of Medusa?
They turned to stone.
They did indeed. Who was voted Young Footballer of the Year in 1983? So this version of the game didn't come out in 1981 then? Unless it's like a psychic.
Lineker, Gary Lineker.
No, Ian Rush. Which fictional character is known as the Caped Crusader?
Batman.
Is correct. Who was Ali Baba's brother?
Johnny Baba.
Is correct. No, it's Kasim.
Kasim Baba.
Yeah. Which French singer was known as the Little Sparrow?
Johnny Halliday. It's the only one I know.
Edith Piaf.
Of course.
And finally, how long is sexist. The heart of a giraffe? How long?
2 meters.
2 feet.
Can right. I read you questions
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so you got two out
got
of those
two.
Eight.
I should have got that Piaf
How many
one.
Questions? Was it 10 or 8? I didn't read it
well,
properly.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You got two. Just read them as they come.
Okay.
Hey, all.
Ready for your first question?
I am.
What is depicted on the reverse side
Oof.
Of a 2p piece? 2p piece, Paul.
So it's got the Queen's head on one side, on the back. I don't know
reverse.
What it's called, but it's like a gate or a shield or something.
I'm going to need more detail than that.
Oh, shit. It's just some kind of weird
You're
portcullis
not gonna get it.
Or something, isn't
You're
it?
Not going to get it.
What
I mean,
it?
That's a good guess, portcullis, because I would have might have said that. It, in fact, is the Prince of Wales's feathers.
Oh, because it is the thing off the thing. But isn't it got a little grate in the middle or something?
No, I think you're thinking of a different coin. I think they're 1p coins. £1 coins. Okay, you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
Okay. Algeria obtained independence in 1962.
Yeah.
But from which country? From which country did Algeria gain its independence? Who were the colonial masters of Algeria? I would have got this.
I don't think I would have got this. I'm not good with
have
geography.
Have a guess. It's going to be a European country, of course.
God. Algeria.
What do they speak in Algeria?
Algerian.
And?
Dutch.
You give up.
France. China. No.
Is that in Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so
it's
thick.
It's off to the side
I
of
feel
it.
Like I might win with two here.
Yeah,
like
you might
it's
do.
It's France.
I said France.
You fuck off.
France. I'm
going
to cut that in.
You're such a
cut
dick.
That in.
You fucking hate
said
you.
France right at the start.
Everyone hates this and loves sauces. Hates when you cheat like this.
Yeah, well, I can.
Don't.
Question three. Is it
he
three?
Didn't really say France, everyone, no matter what he does.
France.
You dick.
Go on.
What is Italy's... Chief port. What is Italy's chief port?
Oh.
Name one town in Italy.
Is it a town or is it name of a port?
It's the name of a city.
Rome?
Wrong. Genoa.
No, I don't, but if you tell her, I'll get in touch.
God, so tiresome. I'm
it's
glad.
All right, come on.
Do you know what, Paul? I'm glad this is the last
come
segment.
Come on.
I really am.
Well, hurry
You've worn
up,
me
then.
Down
hurry
with
up,
your
then.
Fucking shit.
Hurry up, then.
All right.
All I've got to do is get two, so that's all I've got to do.
You haven't got any yet.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Who won the Nobel Prize for Literature? 1953.
Fucking hell.
The Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953.
Is this a name I'm going to know?
Yes.
Is it a famous writer that I should know?
I'll give you one clue, okay?
All right, because I've got one name in my head.
One clue. They're not primarily known as a writer.
Is it Capote?
No.
Oh.
Well done. He won the Pulitzer. Truman Capote. But this was Winston Churchill.
Really?
Nobel Prize for Literature, yeah.
What did he win it for?
Probably how I fucking won
the fuck. How I fucking told the Germans to fuck
yeah,
off.
Basically.
Something. How I won the war single-handedly.
It must have been his autobiography or something like that.
All right, yeah.
So, still 0-4.
That's fine.
Who won the French Open Tennis Championship in, you might get this, 1973? Now, I'd have a guess.
Is it a man or a woman?
I think they're going to go for the men, aren't they?
Yeah,
French
sexist.
Open.
French Open.
It's a Grand Slam tournament.
Yeah, I know. But
this is one of those.
What
I only
know
this person from seeing them depicted on the cover of Mad magazine and in Mad magazine things.
So it's not McEnroe then?
No,
because that's too early for McEnroe.
A little bit, yeah.
And it won't be Becker because that's too early.
Again,
for Becker.
Too early.
And it's
73.
It's not Navratilova because that's a lady.
That's a lady. So you won't get this.
Okay. Who before that? Sampras.
No, he was later than even then.
Oh, okay, and that's all
it's
the tennis
Irene
players.
Irene Nastase.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
No, you wouldn't. Right, 0 so far.
How many are left? Talking to the mic.
I'm just looking. All right, sorry. Don't look at the back
of
the card.
It's upside down anyway, and I don't know what order you're doing it. So,
what did Professor Higgins teach in Pygmalion? Now, you're aware of that.
Well, yeah, I know. Because it
George
became,
Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion
which
became...
Which was tame with My Fair Lady. So, he was a professional of, like, English or something like
Let's see. I mean, you'd think so.
But, like, he's a manners person as well. He teaches manners.
I need more. Like, that's not the word I have here.
Is it a profession? Like, is it, like, a profession?
It's more of a sort of subset of language learning.
I think phonetics. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're not going to get.
No, go on.
Phonetics.
Oh.
You see? Because it's the pronunciation. There's all the...
I think you're being very strict. I think by saying
no,
English language...
No, fuck off. No, never.
It?
You'd never... No.
I would have accepted that for you.
No.
I'm not going to fight it because I don't care.
Right.
But I just say...
You're about to get a big, fat, hairy donut.
All right, okay. Well, at least I'm not cheating.
We've got two more to go.
Phonetics,
no, three
I
more.
Think. I think phonetics.
Shut up. Shut up! How many women was John Christie found guilty of killing? Think back to the film.
Yeah, I know, but it's like 3 or 5.
Wait, do you want to have a guess?
3.
7.
Oh.
And we got 2 more to go, Paul.
Well, maybe I'll get these both and that'll be a draw. Go on.
How did the great blues singer Bessie Smith die after a road accident in
1937? We were literally talking about this on the radio show last night. So say the question again.
Well, it says that it mentions the car accident, but it says how did she die after the car accident?
Oh, fuck. Because I was going to say car accident. It's just blood loss or something. I don't know. It was like, oh no, it was because it was a racist thing because they wouldn't treat her because of the colour of her skin.
Yeah, you do get the point here.
Hey!
She bled to death. God, this is horrible.
Oh, I was right about that as well.
While being taken, what I'm saying. By taken to a distant blacks-only hospital instead of the nearest hospital.
And that's what's fucking shocking about
fucking
it.
Horrible.
One of the most soulful voices of blues.
Fucking
and that's
horrible.
How she went out.
Horrendous.
Hooray! Point for Paul!
It's bad that you had to get it that way.
I know, though.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, she died! Blood loss because of racism! Yay, point!
Now, you have a chance to draw.
I do.
Now, weirdly.
Go on.
What
math? I'm out.
Yeah, which mathematical term means limitless? Oh, my God, you are going to draw. Or without end.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, it's a draw!
It's a draw!
High five! Right, and that's
Infinity.
Thank you, Tumpy.
You can have that.
Thank you, Tumpy, for
thank
all
you,
of
Tumpy,
that.
Thank
you,
Tumpy, or Tramp Cum Squeegee.
However you wish to be known to us in the annals of this podcast.
Up the annals of this podcast.
Yes, and thank you again for sending all those goodies to us.
Thank
you. If
you
want to send stuff to us, the PO box address is on our website and in the metadata for this podcast, if you look at it on the app that you're listening to us on.
What else is there? Photos of all the stuff we covered today.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I need to put a break in because then I can put all the admin in that bit and then we're
I'm just saying, I'm mentioning the
photos.
Yeah,
you're right, and we're going to do it, but I'm just going to put...
Right, press the fucking...
Tell me.
It's honestly like a child.
See you in a bit.
Don't say that!
Right, Eli, you're in charge. Tell everyone where they can do things to us.
Your one-stop shop for all things Cheap Show is our podcast.
I forgot the magic bubbles. Oh, dear.
Can you stop trying to fucking undercut me when you ask me to do something, please?
This is bubbles that you can catch.
If you're interested in anything Cheap Show related, your one-stop shop for everything we do is our website, thecheapshow.com. Michael Jackson.co.uk. He's blowing bubbles. He's forever blowing bubbles. He's forever blowing bubbles. Who is Michael Jackson's chimpanzee?
Yeah, I'm forever blowing bubbles. How many bubbles can you catch? Magic bubbles that you can catch and hold.
Oh, you can. I just did.
I tried and it fucking
Look
burst.
At that.
Yeah, yeah, I know you've
got
I've got
one
it.
In my hand, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to blow some more. Here we go.
Oh, excellent.
Magic bubbles.
There's a lot of bubbles.
There's a lot
mate.
Of bubbles.
Everything in is going to be covered in little...
It's on my face.
Yeah, they're sticky. They're sticky bubbles. It must be a special formula. I bet it's well carcinogenic.
Yeah, it's probably going to make your cat blind or something if it eats
you
one.
You shouldn't, honestly.
Yeah, no. It does have a little bit more...
More elasticity.
It's very gooey. It's more soapy. Oh, it's quite sticky.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's going to get on everything, mate. It's going to stain your clothing.
Unscrew the lid, lift the magic bubble wand from the tube, ensuring only surplus solution deposits back into the tube. Aim the wand in the air and blow gently.
You can catch them all,
wait for a few seconds to harden, and then you can play with them and shit.
Oh, yeah, so they do harden.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a little thing. A
They're
little
like
test
in
tube,
between a soap tube. Bubble and those bubbles you get in Hamleys.
Like a
you
cum know, bubble.
A gum bubble, yeah.
It's a cum bubble. You've got bubbles all over your head.
You've got one on your glasses. Yes, on the edge of your frame.
One-stop shop. Cheap show. Thecheapshow.co.uk.
What can we find there, though, Paul, if you are interested in looking there?
Nearly every single episode has a page dedicated to it where you'll see pictures and sometimes videos that accompany the action. There's also links to just things in general, like our Patreon, our lovely patrons who have supported us all these live-long years and gotten access to all sorts of goodies, like behind-the-scenes, extra podcasts,
videos,
night bussing. There's a new one coming.
It's a good palindromic night bussing coming.
Early access to Cheap Shots, top-tier video for the top-tier supporters, exclusive Cheap Show content there, magazines from event and our talented fans who put their stuff into it. There's loads of things depending on what tier you join.
So why don't you say, give what you can, but only if you can.
Give what you can, but only if you can at patreon.com/cheapshow.
And if you can't support us on Patreon, try to spread the word. That's what you always say, spread the word.
Yeah, review us on those apps or just retweet us when you see us or
spread
on Instagram.
The muck.
That's just tell the world how good we are. We're also, every episode now is on YouTube and it gets uploaded there the same Friday as the podcast, so you can indeed enjoy it on that interminable platform.
Well, that interminable platform is what I watch all day
and
long.
And we're going to be making some more episodes tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
We're making a fresh batch of Cheap Shots.
Good.
And that's it. Right, cool. See you next week then. No, fuck it, bout.
That bubble is still on the side of your fucking frames.
And you've got two bubbles right on the side of your head, which make you look like you got little horns.
Ooh, I do.
Yeah.
I've got the horn. I don't.
No. Well, I've got a quaffle on and I need to quaffle it.
I need some scraping on my knob cheese off.
Right, and well, there we go. Once again, we've emptied out the thoughts in our head.
I've emptied out my sack.
And we'll... cry. And we'll see you next week.
No, I've spunked.
Mate, come on. At least pretend to put some effort in.
Oh, my God. I won't take that from you. I fucking prepared a whole thing about sauces and stuff.
And it was the worst part of this week's episode.
It was not.
And I'm going to hack it to bits.
All proper Source Report fans, get in touch. The best segment of the show.
Yeah, please email thecheapshow@gmail.com and I will quickly delete those messages from Eli's knowledge. Right, can we go now? Can we go? Because that means
you're
you leave
boss.
My house. It's what it comes down to.
We're going
to
watch On Cinema, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch you On
and then
Cinema.
I'll go.
And then
okay.
You can fuck right off. I'll see you tomorrow anyway. But I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.